Coming up on this episode of the Ask Women podcast, we do a full episode of Overanalyze This. There is a bunch of us in the room ready to answer all of your questions. So keep listening.
Hey guys, welcome to the Ask Women podcast, where you get real advice straight from the source. I'm Kristen Carney, a comedian and your host, as you know, here, of course, with Marnie Kinross, best-selling author of Get Inside Her, and check her out at WingirlMethod.com. We have a voice of man back in studio with us today who's a very smart, well-spoken, funny person, Terry Simpson. Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, sure. Great to be here.
Glad you're here. And then we also have Tanya B, because I don't know how to say her last name.
I'll say it. It's Brzezinski.
Brzezinski.
Yeah. It's a good name.
It is a good name. Yeah. It is cool.
There's only one on the internet.
Right, so then that's perfect.
Yeah.
So we are all here, the four of us.
Yes.
Marnie and I just did a show, just the two of us, which is very
rare. It was nice.
It was nice. So I'm really disappointed you guys are here.
Yeah. You screwed up our vibe. Get the hell out. We don't want you here. So the first show that Terry was on, we did a Help a Brother Out episode where he didn't get to speak for the first like 45 minutes and then got to speak at the tail end to give advice. So this time we're going to do a completely the opposite, and we're going to do a full episode of Overanalyze This.
Oh, wow. Okay, good.
We have a good answer.
I know you're going to be good at it. Tanya, you haven't earned my trust yet.
We'll see how you do. We might kick you out after 5 minutes. So Overanalyze This. It's just questions from our listeners. We overanalyze them to death and then move on. So hopefully, you know, we have an hour. We'll get through like four of them, or we'll see. Okay, so here is the first question. I hate when people spell my name wrong. This person called me Marnini.
Marnini, that's
Marnini.
Amazing.
You say my name so many times throughout the show. Obviously, maybe it's like a typo or something, but he says, hey, Marnini and Kristen.
It sounds like the newest drink. It's like a take on the martini.
I mean,
it's like the skinny martini. The Marnini.
Okay, well, then I'm into it. Okay.
That is really ridiculous.
This is what he writes. Unfortunately, I'm a nice guy. So how can I stop doing nice things for girls so that I won't get hurt?
How do you stop doing nice things for girls so you don't get hurt? Mm-hmm. I don't think you should ever stop doing nice things. I think you shouldn't be a pushover.
Okay.
Right? Is that...
Well, tell me about what like nice means from a woman's point of view. So like when a woman says to a guy, oh, he was too nice or you're too nice.
Yeah.
What is she really saying, Tanya?
That he's a little bit of a, you know, wet dish towel, I think. Right?
Exactly.
Right?
Yes. That's
also
a nice way of saying
also,
dish towel.
When someone starts a sentence with, I'm a nice guy... Do we know what that means?
No.
Not a nice guy.
Interesting.
Not a nice guy.
Interesting. Right. So what do you think he actually is?
Therapist in the room?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, I think that Tanya's onto it. That was my first thought, was that whenever anyone starts out with something that they're not, the unconscious doesn't know not. It only knows what it is. So whenever I hear a guy or anyone say, oh, I'm not, you know, I want to be a nice guy or I'm whatever, that tells me they're not a nice guy. You know, he's saying, I'm a nice guy. Are you?
I think what they are saying is I get walked over a lot.
Or I get classified as a nice guy and I get hurt a lot. Because for a lot of guys that I work with, they do a lot of things that are nice actions or seemingly nice actions for women. They bend over backwards. They give them
during
like
sex.
They give them like eight chances to flake on them and be horrible to them, and they're still nice and polite during that whole process, as opposed to being assertive and standing up for themselves. So I think from that point of view, I think that's what he's saying about being. He's like, I'm doing all these nice things for women. These things should attract a woman, but they're absolutely not. Instead, I'm getting hurt. I'm getting walked all over. I'm getting rejected, and I'm not getting what I want.
Because what you just said is important.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how to be assertive.
Right.
He doesn't know how to insert himself or assert himself into whatever he's going after, whatever he wants. That the part of the being the nice part is that he's conflicted with, how do I go about doing this? What am I doing? What am I not doing? So when I heard what everyone's saying, and I agree in some ways with Tanya, said, listen, there's a part to him that he hasn't been able to realize or bring out within a relationship that allows him to be authentic and assert what he wants and go after what he wants.
So how can he start practicing doing that? Or how can he figure out what he wants?
Well, read the thing one more time.
Also, can we make up a name for him? I know you can't say his real name, but since he screwed up yours.
Yes. It's Bonini.
Yeah.
Bonini. Okay.
Unfortunately, I am a nice guy. So how can I stop doing nice things for girls so that I won't get hurt. Well, first of all, stop doing things for girls that aren't doing things for you.
Exactly.
Do them for yourself first.
Do them for yourself first. Absolutely. So that's the first thing you should write down.
You can still keep the niceness in. You do the niceness for you, and it kind of can come across to other people that you're a nice person. You're not doing things for them.
You're not doing it to get their attention. So I have like a few rules for compliments, for doing nice things. But
it comes across very pathetic when a guy is just doing nice things, and you know why.
He also, on second read, he starts the sentence off with, unfortunately.
I know. Unfortunately, I'm a nice guy. So he's got.
It is unfortunate.
Yeah, but it. But what happens? You can tell he's bringing in a negative energy.
Yeah.
He's already jaded, and he's already prejudging the situation and giving, you know, giving out that vibe.
So here's the things that I say for any type of compliment or nice activity that you're going to do. If you think that doing action A will get you something else from a girl, don't do it.
Right.
If you think that if you act a certain way, it's going to make her like you more, and that's not really what you want to do, don't do it, because then it's not authentic, it's not real, it's not really what you want, it's not who you are. So I want to piggyback on what Terry had said about like figuring out what you want and how you want to present yourself. So the assignment that I'll give to Benini is I want Benini to go and really make a list of what he wants, what he doesn't want, and what he's okay with accepting in terms of.
And irrespective of what someone else may feel is right or appropriate or whatever. And it can be completely in fantasy. He can make a list in fantasy. If all holes were off, if I can just do whatever I wanted to do, what would I do? Mm-hmm. What would I put in place to see that this is going to happen? Because, again, unfortunately, I'm a nice guy, whatever it is. What he's really saying is that some part of him down deep inside doesn't want to be.
Yeah,
he
of
wants
course.
To be like, I want to just go at
I want to punch you in the face for flaking on me four times, but instead I'm going to say, oh, that's okay.
Totally
we can reschedule.
Totally
I mean,
fine.
I put out $400 for whatever it is that we're doing, but that's fine.
Right. Yeah.
So tell me an example of a situation where a guy has done, I'm putting air quotes, like nice things for you, which is like, you know, wet towel things for you, and how he could have done it differently so that it would have been accepted by you, or it would have been like a turn on, and you would have actually said, oh, that is a nice guy, I like him. Can you think of anything?
Hold on, I have to go way back. There's a difference between constant giving, right, when it's unwanted, and giving when it is wanted,
right?
So let's start off there. I have one ex in that I'm thinking about, and it was constant. Right. And you know how you don't want advice when you don't ask for it?
Right.
I don't think you really want the dishes washed or, you know, super nice. Well, okay, that's a bad example.
Kristen's like, hell yes, I do. Wash those dishes.
Sorry.
You're good.
Yeah.
You know who you sound like? What's your name from King of Queens?
Oh, Leah.
Really?
Yeah, Leah Remini.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Huh.
I like it. Because I was
because it's the deadpan?
It's deadpan. It's deadpan sarcasm. New York, something.
I'm from Brooklyn.
You are okay. Yeah. I wish I had your voice.
You too.
Yeah.
We can talk about it. I mean,
We can talk about it.
I grew up in Brooklyn. And I had to actively not pick up that accent for some reason.
It didn't work. But it's,
are you sure?
I'm sure. Yeah, you're not super extreme, but you're like you can tell
a little bit of it. Yeah. Sorry.
To work on that.
I know we're like crushing her.
I don't even know what I was saying anymore.
But you're saying that
that's
that
fine
with a guy that you're seeing. If it's continuous, that's not. It's I don't want to use the word nice, but it's just like it's as if you're trying to get something else by doing an action,
right?
Instead of actually saying what you want,
right? Right.
Yes, I think like in total we've talked about like what we really think when we say nice, like what nice really means. And I think that Benini was also saying the same thing. He acknowledges that, like, unfortunately, I'm a wimp. That's what he's saying. Unfortunately, I get walked all over by girls, and I am the typical nice guy pushover. So I think we gave some really good advice on how to
I think one thing, though, if you don't want to be a nice guy, it's the bending over backwards stuff that you shouldn't do. If she flakes on you a bunch, you shouldn't accept those things. But still opening the door, still being nice.
Kind.
Kind.
Jason Capital comes onto our show and he talks about being kind versus nice. Kind actions are wonderful.
Yeah, continue to do those, because I think you opening a door for a girl is not going to mean she's going to walk all over you.
No, that's spot on. I think Kristen is exactly right. I would go along with that. I think politeness has absolutely a space with this. And that's, I think you're exactly right. What I was saying, more importantly, is that this ambivalence that he seems to be in, he seems to be in the middle.
Right.
He doesn't know whether to be really, really assertive and go after what he wants and then be overly nice to compensate for that piece. So absolutely, I think, yeah, he needs to be polite, caring, kind, but he has to also remember that there's two parts in a relationship, hers and his.
Yeah.
Be kind and caring to yourself and know that if people are walking all over you, at some point you have to reflect on you and say, what am I doing? Which is why he's asking you. And by the way, the Marnini is his own little pet name, because I think he's really like thinking that he can trust you and that you won't walk all over him. And so, yeah, there's this part of him that says, you know what? Okay, I need to figure out what's going on. I think that that's exactly right. Make sure there's politeness and caring, but go after what you want and be yourself.
Yeah, and one little final note. Sorry,
I also wish he wrote a little bit more. Like, I want to know more.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, how am I supposed to answer that question?
Yeah.
Benigni, this is horrible. Horrible
Give us more, Benigni.
Now we're yelling at him.
I know. You nice guy.
Perfect.
It is unfortunate.
Yeah, that's going to help him out.
Yeah.
Let me write the show 9 more times.
We're like one-sentence questions. Okay, we're going to go on to a question from... Actually, I did want to add one more point about this has been coming up a lot lately in the people that I coach and people that write into the show. I believe that a lot of guys are afraid to be assertive because they think it either means that they're an asshole or they're too abrasive or that it's not going to get the response that they want. They think that women will think that they're assholes. That is absolutely not true. It's a difference between being aggressive and being assertive and clear on what you want. Like, telling a woman, like, screw you, bitch, don't flake on me, that's being aggressive. But saying to a woman something like,
my time's just as important as yours.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, but like, I'm happy to reschedule. But please know that my time is just as important as yours. Something like that.
Yeah, I mean, that might be a little... Absolutely, but
yeah, no, it is a little. Anyway,
I have showing a sense of self is important.
Yeah, that you have respect for yourself and the time that you would give someone.
Yeah, and I would wrap it up in a little, joke, but still be firm with what you're trying to get across. Though, like, I don't really appreciate this. I will say, okay, so somebody who was supposed to come on this show today has flaked on me 2 times, and I understand she's got things going on, but I did respond back to her, when it was requested to come back on again and say, I only like to work with professional people. I can't have you back on the show. And that's me being assertive.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I had her come on the second. And she's awesome. I think she's actually really great. But if I can't depend on you for a show, and then I can't book you anymore. So happy to be friends with you and do other things with you. But for a show, it's not going to fly with me. So that's like an assertive way of stating what my boundary is, what I expect. And then, I still said, but I think you're awesome and I'll totally support your work and all that good stuff. But it's not a horrible thing to say. You just let people know your boundaries. Okay. Hey, guys. First of all, I really appreciate all your advice. It's helpful and honest. My question is about height. Do you have any special advice for short men like myself? I'm 5'8". It's obvious that tallness is an appeal for most women. Some of them even mention it when they're asked out what kind of guy, or when they're asked about what kind of guy they're looking for. So how can short men make a good first impression that gets a woman's attention? Also regarding to clothing, have you ever had a short boyfriend? If yes, what did he do well? What do other short men do wrong? Sorry that I didn't edit this one down. But so he's saying, what are some tips for short guys to get girls? Have you ever dated anybody that's short? What do they do well?
We've been
what
getting
do
a lot
wrong?
Of short questions lately.
Yeah.
I mean, not technically very long questions from short men, but
from Tom.
Okay. Yeah. I feel my heart does go out to guys that are shorter. Terry's very tall, so we don't have any sympathizers here right now. But
well, is 5'8" short?
No, it's not
okay.
short.
It's not short.
I was like, wait a minute. I was expecting. It was like, I'm 5'2". Well,
I was about to say
5'8" is like great
for short. But what?
I got this one.
Well, hold on. What I was going to say is short men always seem to self-deprecate about it.
Yeah.
So they'll point out how short they are, even when they're not that short.
Yeah.
So I'm going to assume he's also online dating
okay.
because apparently that's the first thing women ask. And
well, you have to state it a
well,
lot of the time.
Well, on Bumble, Bumble and Tinder,
you know,
the majority of guys state their height. And right. like I'll see like a guy very attractive and I'll be like, yes, and I am 6'3" or something.
Okay. Also on their own, they'll put that in.
They'll put it in. And then for guys that are on the smaller side or the shorter side will say, some of them I've seen, like, I'm 5'8", but I'm super fun and awesome. And But height doesn't bother me.
Right.
Or, like, I've seen a few of those. But I do feel, you know, I do feel bad for the men that, because it's a masculinity thing, you know, like, but anyway, you were going to say.
Well, I'm tall, so I'm close to 5'8". So I understand. So if I met him on Bumble or Tinder or whatever, I probably wouldn't go out with him because he's 5'8". But if I met him in person and he was amazing and funny, whatever, I could overlook it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
what if he was 5'6"?
So a long time ago, I met someone amazing and he was 5'6". And I thought, you know what? I'm not that superficial. I can do this.
And then you got like a few months into it and realized
And I was like, I can't. No, it's just, it's I am. Yeah.
No, but did it bother you?
Yes.
Why?
It did. You want to feel feminine and like a girl and smaller than your man. And, you know, he was just little. He was just little. Smart, amazing, wonderful.
Is that what did it, though? What ended it?
Probably not. But I don't remember anymore.
It was a long time ago.
It
didn't help him.
It didn't help. Right, right. Okay. And I know plenty of women who don't mind a shorter man or a man her height.
Yeah.
So just, you know, be funny.
My ex-boyfriend was like, 5'9", 5'10". He wasn't short, but he wasn't tall. And he would do like a funny thing where when I put on heels, he'd be like, no, please take those off. Please, please. But
5'9" is tall.
I know, but he always considered himself more, shorter.
That's funny because I actually saw him as being short.
Yeah. I mean, your husband is really tall. So next to your husband, he looks teeny.
Yeah. Well, yes, that's true. But like even on his own, when I saw him, he's still for some reason
he's a smaller guy. He was very thin and smaller.
But he also presented himself that way.
Yeah, he did. He did. Like self-deprecating, et cetera. But what attracted me to him was we connected. We connected emotionally. And so again, I didn't have to deal with like a super, super short guy, but he wasn't super tall. And I do like tall guys. And so, I overlooked it because we connected and we hit it off and I thought he had a cute face and all that kind of thing. So it's not like you're written out of someone's.
I'm 5'2¾". That's a giant for me. I'm more than fine with 5'8". I'm fine with 5'6" as well. But what about guys who are like 5'2"? I don't think I've ever really have it. I don't even know guys who are 5'2". There are guys who are 5'2", but what would you suggest for somebody who is 5'2"? Like heels? Like what do you suggest?
Stilts. We need to work beyond heels.
That's a harder one.
Short.
Or be a genius. Wasn't Prince?
Or date really short girls.
Wasn't Prince tiny?
Prince was 5'2".
And he wore high heels.
I think for guys, it's just being the best that you can be at whatever it is that you do. And then the confidence will come from there. The bottom line is you can't grow. You know, the reality is women tend to like taller guys. There's nothing we can change about that, except you can change what you offer, having a great personality. And
your outlook on that height.
Right. And it can be attractive to the right woman. It's not going to be attractive to everyone. You can do everything right. And the reality is not everyone's going to find it attractive.
But that could be from anything that you have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I just feel like I don't know.
What?
I just genuinely feel bad for short guys.
Feel bad for
short
guys?
Yeah, I do. Like I've said.
Because you know how hard it is.
Because I know what they're going
through. Not that it's hard for them. It's how hard they are on themselves about being short. That's what I feel bad for as well.
Also, if they're balding, then the woman can see it easily. You know what I mean? At least if you're tall, you can't really
get over
that.
You can hide it. You're like, oh, wait a second. Yeah. You look like a full head of hair
suddenly
from down
wearing
here.
A lot of hats.
Yes.
Exactly.
And women and men. But women can be vicious online because, right, there's that.
Well, because you can be.
The door, right.
Anonymity.
Yeah, you get to be superficial. That's the whole that's the thing. That's the pro and the con to online.
Oh, my God. When I just got on Bumble and I am so superficial. I am such an asshole. And I've thought, like, I've seen guys where I totally am swiping left. But I think maybe if I talked to them in real life, I wouldn't have swiped left.
That's not totally. But you still will swipe left.
Oh, yeah. I'm only going to swipe
right. There's so many
right
options. That's the whole thing. That's why. Because you're like, okay, I know there's another person after this. So it's like, you're getting rid of that only option for yourself.
Right.
There's like 50 more where that came from.
Thousands of more.
Thousands of more.
Thousands of more.
Are you finding it overwhelming?
Yeah, well, actually, to be honest with you, I started chatting because my boyfriend and I have 8 years just broke up. So I kind of, you know, it's almost like if you haven't eaten pizza in 5 years and all of a sudden there's pizza, you're like, I'm eating all of this pizza.
Yeah.
So I went on Tinder and Bumble right away just out of boredom. But then there are so many. I mean, I have to be selective. I mean, I don't think there's that many great options. There's been enough, but those ones that were connecting, then I have the chats going and it's too overwhelming because I've got 5 chats on Tinder. I've got 8 chats on Bumble. And then I'm weighing, well, this guy said this and the other guy said that and he's cute. So maybe I'll just stop chatting. And then like 2 days later, I'll be like, well, that guy is kind of cute. So then I'll write back. And so it's kind of like your head starts spinning because there's too many guys waiting right there. And I'm sure they have the same problem with the women. But my heart goes out to single people, and I am one of them. It's very difficult, and it is overwhelming if you choose to make it overwhelming.
Yeah, but you're enjoying it. I mean, it's overwhelming, but you're still enjoying it.
I haven't done it in so long.
How new is the breakup?
About a month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So I don't really do the online dating thing because I find that 90% of the people I talk to are just out of something.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well,
so it's perfect for
I
you.
I did go on one date. He just got out of a 7-year relationship.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So where do you meet men? Nowhere. Where do you meet women? I don't know.
No. I rarely do.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Well, you don't want to. Okay.
No, I do. I do. I don't know how to answer that question. I work from home, so I don't meet people during the day very often.
Yeah.
Right.
And I work with a young pool of talent. So I don't know. I mean,
yeah, so it's like you're not in the world.
I meet some adults on occasion. I met a few in the last couple of weeks, and it's really exciting when you meet an adult.
Right.
So if you guys know any single adults.
We're in Los Angeles. I don't know any
adults. We'll qualify someone as an adult.
I mean, someone who's over, 30 would be good at this point. No. An adult.
Yeah, but there's 30-year-old.
And somebody who has their shit together.
Yes.
Who's not like trying to figure it out on YouTube.
Right.
And,
right.
Like maybe making it and like who knows who they are or at least, is still on that path. But it's pretty clear on who they are, what they want. It has a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
You want an adult. I understand. Okay, cool. So for the men that you have met in the past, where have you met them?
Relationship-wise?
Anybody that's like piqued your interest that you've like interacted with, flirted with, somebody who's asked you out, where have you been open to meeting other people?
Well, I do go out a lot because I have to because I'm an extrovert that chose a career that keeps me home alone for some bizarre reason.
Me too.
So I do go out a lot and I do meet people and there's no specific place. Just events, parties,
and are you
birthdays,
open
things.
To approaches from people?
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
Sounded hesitant. But.
Well, yes. I've been told them, can I curse here? I don't know what the deal. I can be a little bit of an asshole when people first meet me, but you met me. I was an asshole, right? For like the first 3 minutes at least.
That's your experience. That wasn't my experience.
From her experience, you think she was an asshole?
Well, no, she wanted to know, I think, what was it? Which one?
I don't know.
Which,
I was
one,
like,
which one of you was my wife?
I was just,
was
I don't know
cool.
why. I thought, I was
oh,
like,
really?
Is one of your,
yeah.
I was like, is your wife on the show? I don't know why I didn't think.
Why is that an asshole thing?
I don't know.
That
was, I don't either.
I can see it kind of being like a little like, oh, you
you're just the husband watching the show.
Yeah. Oh, it's so nice. You're supporting your wife.
Right.
I don't know why I assumed that and it just came out of my mouth.
It's not a bad thing. Yeah. It's a conversation starter.
Yeah, totally.
And he's wearing a wedding ring, so I mean, I can't.
Right, exactly. He could be connected to one
of
us.
And I could be just like Benigni sitting here just holding my wife is like doing the right thing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You guys are actually married. You're Marnini and Benigni right here.
Exactly.
So cool. Yes.
Why are you a bitch?
Not a bitch.
Oh, sorry. Why are you close
there's
off?
There's a
why
difference between bitch and asshole.
Sorry. Totally.
Yes,
totally.
Assholes. I mean, the right asshole.
No, you're right. There is a huge difference.
My first blog post I ever wrote was on the difference between a bitch and an asshole.
That's really funny. I'm
she's
not
an
a bitch at all.
Yeah, no. I am an expert on it. Bitches are girls that don't like the word cunt. They get offended.
Yeah.
They're less fun. They don't talk honestly to your face. They'll be like, oh my God, I love your skirt. And then walk away and be like, that skirt's hideous. That's a bitch. An asshole is like, nice fucking skirt. Where'd you find that? Like
you're
the
right.
trash?
You're totally right.
That's the difference.
Okay.
And that's why I love assholes.
So why is that bad?
Yeah.
I do too.
I don't think it's bad.
It's not bad, but you have to find the right person to be able to handle an asshole.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I understand because I'm the same.
But
way.
But that's her way of weeding out people,
right? That's exactly.
Can you handle
right.
this? That's like banter for me. I think that's hilarious.
Yeah. All right, we'll be good. We'll yes. all be really
We're
good
East
friends
Coasters,
after this.
So that's
yeah,
why.
Yeah. It is yes. an East Coasty thing because yes. there's a lot of assholes in New York that are great. They're amazing. Mm-hmm. But then a tourist will be like, oh, they're an asshole. But yeah, that's a compliment.
Yeah, that's why I go there.
That's why I
have the best time in the entire world. Exactly. Thank you very much. Okay.
Road trip ladies?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Done.
I'm doing it actually.
Have we completely ignored this guy's height enough? Is that possible that we could
We're trying to skip it over. Kristen
make him
feels
feel
horrible.
Any shorter than he already rode.
We are kind of being bitches about it. We should just be an asshole and be like, listen, you have no chance.
Oh,
you're a short.
Oh my God.
Guy.
Here's some boots.
The truth is that you are being honest. You're saying, listen, it is tough.
Yeah,
it is harder for guys who are shorter. You have to have other things to balance
I talked
out
about
that
my
hype.
I talked about my friend's brother a long time ago on the show. He is probably 5'3", 5'4". He's 29 probably now, maybe turning 30. He's so talented. He's a musician. He tours the country with bands or performers and famous singers playing in the band, the ensemble or something. And he's so cool about it. He's never once mentioned his height. He talks about women like he's like, I'm seeing a girl or I really like this girl. He doesn't say, but I'm short. His perspective, even though it's low because he's low to the ground, right. is a high one.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So
he does it right. He doesn't even mention it.
He doesn't mention it. He's so talented at what he does. So it's very attractive to see him playing the guitar or playing the violin or playing one of the million instruments he knows how to play. And I know it's hard because not everyone has this innate talent to do something. If you're short, you might not be talented. But find something that makes you feel... I mean, you're definitely not talented if you're short.
Yeah.
But find something that makes you feel that confidence.
Yeah.
That you can do that makes you overlook your shortcomings.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Yes.
Wow.
Complete
I did,
pun
I literally
intended.
Did not do that
Complete
on purpose.
Complete pun intended. All right, next question. Okay. Your advice about walking away with a smile worked. I got a date and went out with this girl today. I never got a date so far. Changing my mindset helped, although I was still very scared. I told her I don't pay for girls on dates. I'm not rich and only have enough money to get by myself for the month. She came for pin bowling and left saying she had something important to do. I was nervous and I admitted it to her. I think that was good as well. I still have no success with women. How do men succeed without money and without confidence? Tommy.
They succeed in the world of the basements. Just kind of, you'll be really successful downstairs, never coming upstairs. I personally, you may not have money. You may not, and that's fine. I know people who don't have money. I actually hung out with a comedian friend of mine who has like no money.
Yeah.
And so we weren't dating, going on a date, but like he bought me one drink. I bought him his drink. I think if you're going to go out, you save a little extra money and you pay for the girl. It's the aspect. It's not the girls being a gold digger. It's the aspect of being taken care of is a turn on.
Right.
Like you said, like you want to be smaller than the man and be taken. It's in our blood. It's in our DNA. And so I would just say, don't go on a million dates. Go on a select one or two dates where you've saved up enough money that you can pay for it.
Or there's plenty of free things going on that you can
go to. And there are plenty
to.
Of free exactly. things, but if you do that...
What if she wants like a Coke or something? You're like,
Exactly.
No, I do.
Popcorn?
But
no!
But if you do that consistently, if you're just doing these free things constantly, it could get like to be a drag for the girl.
Yeah, for sure. But as you continue to date the girl, you can say to her, listen, like, I'm strapped for cash right now. She knows more about your situation.
Right.
So that you can cook dinner for her at home or something. Listen, I used to make $800 a month a very long time ago, and I shopped at the 99-cent store, and I lived like a queen. I was fine. I was able to do a lot of things. I gave up, a lot of things as well. But I'm saying, you have enough money to do certain types of things. You just have to get creative. So the question is, how do men without money succeed, and how do they succeed also if they without confidence? So, Terry, I want to hear what you have to say.
Well, I mean, the first thing is, you're right, that money does not define relationship. It can be a defining introduction into a relationship if that's important for both people in the relationship, but it doesn't necessarily have to define it. You're right. People meet all the time and don't go to the nicest places. One of the things that struck me when you were reading what he was saying was that he seemed to have some
really hard, fast rules about what he wanted to do and how he wanted to pay.
Well, he said, because his language was, I can't pay for a girls on date. It was, I don't pay for girls.
Right.
And that's,
asshole.
Yeah, that's my point. So, to me, that's I'm not sure where that's coming from, but that's not money. That's something completely different. And so I put that aside for a second, which is to say, you're right. Anyone can, you can do lots of stuff for free. Matter of fact, the more creative that a man can be, I think that that shows a caring and tender side. That is a turn on. That if you can be creative and say, you know what, instead of going to the traditional route of having a dinner or a movie, whatever it is, let's go, you know, hike up to this thing, or let's go do this thing.
Or let's go, like, free events Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That was amazing.
I want to show you a view, this beautiful view. Or something, get a
$4 bottle of wine, a couple of cups, go and watch at the...
Go to 7-Eleven, Mad Dog 2020, screw the top, get crazy.
Yeah,
get some of their what do they serve at 7-Eleven, pizza or something?
I'm working off the rails, but my point is that you don't have to have... That in of itself, what it sounds like for this person is that that's something else entirely.
Yeah, definitely sounds like it.
So I
will say it is tough to be successful in anything if you don't have confidence. So where he is saying, you know, how do you do it without confidence? How do you be successful with women without confidence?
But is his confidence tied to the fact that he has no money?
That's a good point.
A lot of men, that's, you know, big issue for men. So I don't know what kind of man he is, if he wants to be the masculine or the feminine energy in the relationship, but Tom, what was his name? Tommy?
Akil Tombi.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember hearing that.
I didn't say Akil, I said Tombi. Okay. But these are our international listeners.
Oh, okay, good.
I actually don't even know. I'm a horrible racist.
If his confidence is tied to his money situation and he starts a relationship off not paying and having a woman pay for him, that could lead to trouble down the line.
Okay, so then how do we help those people?
Well, then also you have to have, to the point of the cultural difference, you have to have some sensitivity to cultural differences. I could suspect that if he's having an issue with confidence and money, those two are probably linked for him. That because he doesn't have a lot of confidence, he's probably not going after the things that he would get to be able to capture what kind of income he wants or whatever money that he wants. So those things are too, but that's about him. That's not about her or about picking her up. And so what he's doing is projecting all of his own weakness, all of whatever he's experiencing onto whatever could be happening. And what I would say to him is, first, again, to say, if you want to be in a relationship with someone, you will find a way. You can be creative. You can be interesting. All that has a currency. All of that has a value. Yeah. If it's simply based on money, the fact that you have to have something in your wallet, then take care of that. And until that's taken care of, it's maybe that you don't have as many dates as you like. And
you focus on
the real advice you're looking for is take care of your needs and then be prepared to step into a situation where you can pay for things.
Yeah, which is very similar to the first question that we had. It's about, like, really figuring out what it is that you want.
They're all similar. Same thing with height. Yeah. Same thing. It's all of these are about lack. Mm-hmm. All of these are about some type of inadequacy for men. And I think, as the man in the room, sort of. Why are you looking at me like that, Kristen?
What I was trying to, sad that we're not nodding?
Jesus. Yes, you're trying to figure out if that was factual or not.
Benigni, call me. Anyway, is that men, I think, really are drawn into a point of inadequacy at some point. That we then attack ourselves because of what we think we don't have or what we think we can't
do. Women do that, too.
Yeah. Women do it, too. Right. So what I'm, again, I, did I preface I was the only guy in this?
No, you should do it again.
I should do it again. Okay, because I'm totally cool to talk for you guys, but anyway. No, that's what seems to be playing out in all these, is that there's a feeling of inadequacy, and that can be, like I said, height, money, the ability to approach, you know, the approach anxiety, whatever it is, there's something about me that says I'm not good enough. And you are. That's what men, I think, need to get into contact with is it. You are. You may not be for the person that you feel you're supposed to get, right? If you're 5'8" and no money and you're walking up to Heidi Klum, probably not going to be much more than a handshake, maybe an autograph. Now, that might be enough to go masturbate with. Good. Go knock yourself out.
Make sure she signs a napkin so you can use it for the cleanup.
Right, exactly. Well, you'd use another napkin because you have to have that one over
That's
and over
true.
And over.
Exactly.
So anyway, my point is that just... just accepting that you have an inadequacy and then seeing how you can help yourself with it, how you can fill that part of you so that you become more attractive in your own mind.
Yeah, and you also start acknowledging the other 20 things that are awesome about you. And any
exactly.
program that I have, every program pretty much is structured the same way. It's figure out who you are, yeah. turn yourself on, and then you can turn on women.
Yep.
And one of the exercises that I give is write down 15 to 20 awesome things about you. And then read it every single day so that if that's what you're programming into your head, instead of just fixating, I'm short, I'm short, I'm short, you're like, wait, I'm short, but I'm also musically talented, I'm a really good person, I have a great circle of, like, you, if you can recall those things a lot faster so that you can squash that negative belief and thought, doesn't mean it goes away. It just means that it gets overpowered by the 20 awesome things about you. And I think that that would be my suggestion to
and just to remember
this guy, to acknowledge those things.
That she or whoever you're going on a date with also has inadequacies in her mind. So
yeah.
you guys are working on a similar playing field.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's great advice. Okay. I have listened to your podcast for over a year, and the question I currently have, I don't remember being addressed. How do I break up with someone that is direct but not crushing? My info. I'm 45, divorced, emotionally ended last year, physically ended in March. My close friends say I am the most calm and confident I have ever been. I think they are right. And in the single scene, for the first time in 2 decades, I am currently dating 3 women and at least 2 really like me. I also continue having first dates as that is part of my current growth process. I know these relationships will run their course, but I don't know how to end them. I am not the type to stop responding to texts and lame stuff like that. I also don't want to be a dick. Thank you for your advice. He's being a woman. Exactly what women do.
Yeah.
Right? That
just,
guys
we were
complain
saying
about.
The show before.
Yeah.
That like I had gone on a bad date and I was too subtle. I didn't want to be rude. I didn't want to continue the date, but instead I was like, okay, because you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. You don't want
to
be a jerk.
Come back to my place.
Yeah.
Touch my boobs. You can't. No, but that's it's the exact same advice. Obviously, it's not the same show. But so then what would you advise to him about how do I break up with someone that is direct but not crushing?
Well, I think he's using the wrong terminology because he's only date. I think he's just dating these women, going on a few dates. It's not a breakup. I mean, he's basically saying he's single. So you're not breaking up with anyone. You're kind of cutting something off.
You're stopping dating them.
But I think if you phrase it as break up,
maybe they
sounds heavy.
Maybe they think they are in a relationship. You know, men aren't
clear
sometimes.
Yeah. Come on. Just let me be clear, be honest.
So let me ask you. So so what would you like a man to say to you
sure.
that is clear but not crushing? Just
whatever the truth is, really.
Okay.
I mean, how bad could it be?
Right. The truth is, I think you're great.
I just don't think we have
just not,
whatever. The
yeah.
spark, I don't feel, you know.
It's a part of life. You can't not, I'm not saying to hurt people's feelings, but you can't. She'll move on and she'll find someone else and grow. And
yeah, what she's not going to move on from is 3 weeks of thinking, oh, he does like me, but he's unavailable.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's canceling on me and he's writing back to me.
That
and
will damage.
Messages.
Right.
It fucks you up.
Right.
It totally
yeah.
does. For both sides, for men and for women. Mm-hmm. It totally screws you up.
There's a great word that I use with people that I work with, which is match.
Yes.
We're not a match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
You're really great, but we're just not a match.
Yeah.
Which means,
what do you mean?
Great.
What do you mean we're not a match?
Well, just for whatever reason, I just don't feel that we're a match. And let's.
That
Let's
is actually a great way to look at it, too, because this date I'm referring to that went really well, I don't think we're a match. I thought he was incredibly attractive, but I think personality-wise, we're probably not a match. I think he might think the same thing, but we really enjoy hanging out together. So my feelings, in a way, would be kind of hurt if he agreed that we weren't a match, but also I know the reality, and like we probably might not be a match. And it's I was thinking about that because I was trying to find a way to make myself feel better if he wasn't going to text me back. And I just kind of kept saying to myself, because we're not a match. We're not kindred spirits or something.
Yeah, well, it also honors another part of every breakup, which is at some point after the breakup, there is the, did I do the right thing?
Right, yeah.
There's always that part for everyone in their mind because we have a residual neural firing that happens about thoughts and feelings and that they all flash back. So having a match, it doesn't mean that they can't grow to be a match at some point, another 6 months, another year, another 2 years, or never. The point is that the match frees up the release and then the reattachment should it be appropriate at a different time. It's not so permanent. It's not so cut it off. It's not this. That I think, at least to my mind and what I know about the literature, is that that seems to be more consistent with the way in which human beings interact relationally.
Right.
That's what I'm suggesting.
Okay. No, I think that's a great way to phrase it. Yeah, exactly. Like, you're great. We're just not a match for each other.
Yeah.
I think it's wonderful. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but if you do want to write in questions to us, write to ask@askwomenpodcast.com. We have a lot of emails to go through, so maybe don't write us anymore. I feel like we're so like backlogged on these. But yeah, again, ask@askwomenpodcast.com, and we'll be back after this break.
Playboy Radio's doing the most.
Doing the most.
Pops, what's going on this show?
You know what? This show said
is doing the most.
We do the most.
Y'all do the most.
So, you know, this very show, apparent. We just tell it all. I mean, Tamara, she do the most. Don't you?
Yeah, here and there. You know.
Yeah,
here
and there. Y'all like she's not sitting over there with y'all know. Girls.
Huh?
Huh?
Yeah.
She sit with the girls?
Yeah.
Most of the time,
they
yeah.
They make
but
out
like,
on the show and everything.
We don't do that.
Huh?
They wish.
What
do you
do
that? But, I mean, don't you think I'm cute?
Yes. You're very
beautiful. I think you're
beautiful.
Cute, too. So, that's just how it happens.
I can't appreciate a woman's
beauty. No, I'm just saying there's like a vibe going on right now.
Wait,
that's
I got a question. I got one question.
No threesome happening up here.
Could I take your place just one day and come host the show?
Mine?
No, my pops.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying you're a busy man. You know, yeah. I want to help you out in life. Whenever you need help at Playboy Radio, you know,
right.
You got a son that's willing to hop in there.
I got you.
Like
and I think Bug and TJ yes. Like, we'll hop in too.
Yeah.
I mean, look.
Yep. Yeah. We need a segment. Yep. We'll break extra Playboy models that day.
Catch Doing the Most with Master P right here on Playboy Radio.
Want to know the hidden meaning behind what women say and do? Then check out The Chictionary. It's the Wing Girl Method's manual that gives you a full rundown of all the things women say that confuse men, written in dictionary format. Go get a copy of The Chictionary by going to winggirlmethod.com/chick. That's winggirlmethod.com/chick.
Playboy Radio's Swing.
One of the couples asked us if we could teach her how to ride the Sibian. Because I'm known for I have a nice reputation, I guess, and I did this in Calgary last year of introducing a few ladies to the Sibian, and they had multiple orgasms, and they actually squirted vaginally,
yeah.
And so had the opportunity to teach someone that this year. Fun time. Thank you, Minaj, for not Nicki Minaj. Thank you, Minaj. Thank you, Minaj, for hosting and the Taboo
both
shows
nights.
Both nights. It was just a lot of fun, and you and I had some playtime. We had a lot of social time and
a lot of kinky stuff there too. A
lot of kinky stuff. It's also a BDSM location, unlike some of the other clubs that don't have the toys and the props and the the tools, so to speak, to use.
There was tools, like literal power tools.
Power drill with a large pink dildo on the end of
it
that can be used. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
And the penis, the dildo goes in and out, in and out, in and out, and you really have to be careful how you jack that up. No pun intended.
Someone might be hurt after.
No, and
poke an eye out with that thing.
Seriously, we'll be hosting an after party this weekend in Edmonton. Check out thetabooshows.com or us at swingtime69.
Catch Swing right here on Playboy Radio.
Hey guys, it's Kristen, and I think you should subscribe to our Connect Pal page, which is this awesome new page that we have that offers awesome extras like full-length podcasts you've never heard before, tip videos, advice from me, crazy cool things. It's $3.99, and all you have to do is go to connectpal.com/askwomenpodcast and hit subscribe and make our lives awesome.
Check. PlayboyRadio.com.
1, 2, 3. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Playboy Radio. You want to hear more? Catch us on TuneIn.com/Playboy. We promise you won't be disappointed. When it comes to fitness, Andrea Lowell knows it all.
I am now a certified raw food nutritionist. I'm going to talk to you about the rectus abdominis, which are the six-pack muscles.
Hear about all the latest fitness and nutrition trends as she gives you the best ways to stay in shape.
My favorite superfood, chlorella. It's the cordyceps mushroom.
It's Sexy Beast, Mondays on Playboy Radio.
Listen to PlayboyRadio.com. Now, back to the show.
Hey.
All right, here's a question from Liam. My name is Liam, and I'm from London. I've been following your work for some time, and I can honestly say yours has been by far the most helpful. I'm in need of some help. I met this girl in January after she got in touch on social media. We had the most amazing time. We were constantly laughing, and she was very touchy-feely, which was a positive sign. And when we met again a few weeks later, it was exactly the same chemistry. I asked her out on a date. I offered to cook her dinner, and she was saying what her favorite food was, etc. All seemed to be going well. But then, when I tried to see when to do this, she would always respond with, I've got work, or I'm at rehearsals, which is understandable, as it's her final year at uni. We kept in touch until she finished university, and I asked her out again, and she ignored my text. I texted her again around 10 days later, and again, no response. I'm confused what I've done wrong, or is it a timing issue? My confidence has been hit quite hard, as I do really feel she's the right girl. I want to date after seeing other girls in the past. I want to date after seeing other girls in the past. Can you help me on this at all? Kind regards, Liam.
Oh, Liam.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
She either met someone else or something happened that she didn't.
She didn't feel you were a match.
Or she didn't feel you were a match.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, but it's interesting because we did another episode earlier, and Kristen was talking about a date that she was on with this guy, and like how he was honestly going through this date thinking, this is a great date. I have somebody listening to me. She's responding to what I'm saying. So she must be having a great time. Because even, you know, in Liam's email, he said, I met this girl in January after she got in touch on social media. We had the most amazing time. We were constantly laughing, and she was very touchy-feely, which is a positive sign. Like, so for him, he's thinking, this is so great. We have such wonderful chemistry. But on the flip side, what can be going through that girl's mind is, this is just not, I'm putting myself out there and trying, but I'm just not feeling it that way. So what advice would you have for Liam
to move on and to know that there are plenty of other fish in the sea? And well, I hate to say something so cliche, but I mean for me, what I'm going through right now and going through a breakup is I for so long thought there's not going to be anyone else out there that gets me or that I have fun with or that I'm attracted to, or and so I really limited myself, and then all of a sudden I realized that wasn't the case, and that there are millions of people in the world, and it all of a sudden opened up a part of me that was excited. Just knowing that, yeah, she was cool, but there's probably like a bunch of her in different bodies out there.
Right. Well, what do you think about like his follow-up tactics? Like, should he have quit sooner? Should he have held on for so long? Like, this sounds like he was pretty focused on this girl. He like waited till she finished university to ask her out again. So were there signs up front that this wasn't going to go anywhere that he should have paid attention to?
I don't know what that means. Like, what do you mean he held on? I mean,
like,
was
he's
he
holding on, like
stalking her?
He says anytime that I tried to ask her to go out, she'd say, I've got work, I'm at rehearsals.
Someone posted something on Facebook recently, and it's very true, it's very simple, and it was just like a little meme that said, like, if someone wants to talk to you, they will find time, and they will. And so when she's got stuff going on, quote unquote, she is giving you, that's what the answer is. If she really liked you, she would find time.
Yeah. I've got rehearsals on Tuesday, but I'm free on Wednesday.
Yeah.
But also, I have something to say to guys out there, which is that, you know, women don't have to be in a relationship with you. That women can actually be single and be okay. I know that's shocking to a lot of men. That men think that, she likes me. Well, she must want a couple. Right. Maybe she just likes you and wants to hang out for a while, and she's totally cool not being in a relationship.
Has that
ever crossed your mind?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's a really good point.
The dynamic, especially you just said he waited till she graduated from college. Like, that's young. She's very young. She probably did have fun time with you, but she knows that there's tons of stuff on the horizon in her life, and being in a relationship isn't one of them at the moment. So, I mean, just move on.
I don't think that's what her thing is. I think she's just not interested, to be
honest.
Well,
no, I think, definitely. But I'm saying that could be an option.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just saying, in other words, I think men and women.
Anymore.
Yeah, I mean, he sounds like he's very myopic. It's about this wide. I'm saying expand your mind a little bit and realize that maybe she doesn't want to be in a relationship. Maybe you're a fantastic guy, amazing person, and she just likes being single.
Yeah, and she enjoyed that one night. It was really fun.
Right.
See ya, peace. I got to go focus on myself.
Good. Yeah.
She might also have all kinds of intimacy issues we don't know about.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
I don't know.
But either way, she's not into it.
It's just like a question like this, you can tell wants a magic answer. Mm-hmm. Of like, this is what you do, and this is how she'll make, and this is how she'll fall in love with you.
What's the magic? What's the magic word?
Herpes.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, it's
that would make her fall in love. All
right. You had me at herpes.
Some girls.
I just, it's like, and you don't want to give this guy the answer that he doesn't want, but what the answer is move on. Yeah. And herpes.
But the main question he's asking is like, where did I screw things up? And the answer is, we have no fucking clue.
You didn't.
We don't know.
You might have done a great job.
Yeah. But she didn't feel that chemistry that wasn't created for her during that first date.
So this is another thing that guys and women have a hard time with is, you know what? Most things in life boils down to, I don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just not feeling it.
When
I don't know.
Are you going to die? I don't know. Well, are you cool
I
with that?
I know, so that's
you do? All right, well, that's cool. Well, everyone else. But my point is that sometimes you don't know, and right. we have to just be okay at some point in our way of dealing with the loss that is accompanying I don't know.
Right.
Control.
And the unknown.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I have one final question. I'm going to give this towards Tanya.
Oh,
this is from Reggie Carroll Jr. Okay.
From Brooklyn. Just kidding. He's not from Brooklyn.
He said...
Oh, boy.
Once I let her know that I'm aware of the bitch shield, do I step off or hold my ground with women that I meet?
Whoa, so what? I'm sorry.
What's that? Sorry.
Whoa. That one. What's a bitch shield?
Okay.
Can I buy one?
Right.
You can.
Right. Yeah. How much do they cost?
Okay.
Is there an app?
So this is actually in response to a video that I posted. So this is something that was up on YouTube where I had a video up about, like, you know, why women put up a bitch shield. So a bitch shield is a term that is used in the pickup artist community where women are not so open and friendly when you first meet them. They're a little, you know, like standoffish, and maybe they're evaluating you. Really, they're using it as a filter. So they might like give you some sort of bantery comment for you to respond to if you feel miserably. They're not interested. They may not be so open and friendly. So he's asking, once I let her know that I'm aware there of the bitch shield, do I step off or hold my ground? So he's saying, I understand what you're doing. What does he do after that? Like, I understand that this is just something you're doing to protect yourself or to, you know, filter through who you allow right. in.
She might not even know she's doing that, though.
Right.
And so that might catch her off guard. You know, like,
oh, I know you're being a bitch.
Right. Like, what? No, I didn't know I was being a bitch. Right. It's just a natural.
How horrible would that be?
I mean, it's
a natural thing that happens.
In theory, that should let her defenses down, right?
Right.
I mean, depends on the woman. I try to be really nice, no matter, you know, there have been times. So speaking of the pickup community.
Yeah.
Neil Strauss is an old friend.
Yeah.
And when his book came out, which is The Game, at bars, a lot of times guys would come up and try the lines. And I would just say, look, if you're going to do it, do not use the exact line from the book. So
that's funny.
Right. Just find another line.
What book? It falls out of their pocket.
I know.
Right. And then, look, I know Neil. I get that. Oh, my God. So,
you know him.
I know him.
He's a real person.
I knew him before he, like, when he was going back to the short, the short, bald, you know, not confident guy, and I saw that transformation. So it can happen. He married a model. So what's the question?
The question is basically, is like, once a guy comes up against a bitch shield.
Depends on what
does
the
he
girl
do?
Says.
So like, let's say you were being a bit of an asshole, like you talked about before.
Not a bitch, though.
Not a bitch. They call it a bitch shield. But like, let's say you were doing this, okay? Which is just like you being your bantery self.
Yeah, yeah.
What can a guy do to combat that? Like, could he say, like, you know, drop your card. I'm not trying to attack. Like, what could he say that would actually entice you?
For me, that would totally make me drop my guard. That'd be like, okay, he gets it.
Yeah.
I can have a normal conversation with this person.
Right. So is really he just like, he's not putting a shield up himself?
I think what Tanya said is funny. He could say, like, how much did that bitch shield cost you? Or, like, did you buy it at, like, a superhero store? Like,
right.
Or some,
you
Unless
know, you know what a bitch shield is. Well, I don't know if you should say
that. That's the thing. You don't know what it is, but if you establish that, like, you know what? I watched something online and they call what you're doing a bitch shield. Where'd you buy it?
Right.
Like, you
know, I've seen this before.
Yeah. I just thought your line was cute.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So what would you?
We should.
So what would you call? What would you call it?
I just took down my bitch shield.
What would you call it that a guy would do? Like, what is it called? What he would do? Like guys that you're attracted to who, when you do, like, I do the same thing. Like, I'll be an asshole as well, but I consider it being bantery. But like, if I am that way with a guy, I know what he can do to like either win me over or intrigue me to want to know more.
Which is
like battle me back. If you have your shields up, you got to get into combat
a
little bit.
Well, I'm kind of picturing a little bit of the Star Wars.
It's like whoosh,
wands.
That's fun.
Super
just being fun. Bantery back and like not letting her energy affect you too much. And the thing is, if she still does continue to be a certain way that you do not like and she's rude, then you don't have to accept that after a while. Like, you can try and knock it down a bit, but then
you might just actually be a bitch.
Like, you're a bitch.
Right. And I'm wondering, he's probably referring to something that just happened to him, right? I want to know what happened. So he said, you know, blah, blah, bitch shield, whatever. Did she turn her back to him?
Right. You know, let's say a woman does turn her back to a guy. What could he do? If he still wanted to continue.
Nice back. Where'd you get it?
I mean, that's actually kind of cute. Would that make you turn around?
Yeah.
I know. That would make me turn around, too, actually.
Yeah.
Anything else?
What was the question again?
Like, if a girl does do that, like, if there's some girls who are just like, ugh, I've been approached too many times tonight, like, just go away, and they're just fed up. But they're not really horrible people. They're just, like, at their wit's end. What is one last final attempt? Because it doesn't mean that somebody is a horrible person. It just means that something else is going on with them.
Well, being a self-deprecating person, I would think saying something like, I know you've probably been like approached by like me, like the same person as I am 50 times, but you want to do it one more time? Like, what would it hurt? Like, I would kind of just play up the fact it's probably annoying. But I think you're really cute and I'm going to give it a try because I've got a winner spirit. And
that would get me if somebody said
winner spirit.
I don't know. I think that's.
I'm a fighter.
Just calling it out. Like, I know being approached at the bar sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm doing it to you right now.
Yeah.
Does it suck?
Look, we're getting the bitch shield right now. They're telling us to get the fuck off the air. Thank you so much for writing in your questions. Terry.
Trisha's bitch shield.
I know. She's like, get the fuck out of our studio. Terry.
It's always fun.
Thank you so much for coming back on.
Always.
Tanya, I guess you don't have anything to promote, but if people want to find
you. The people you work with, maybe.
Or do you want to do it that way?
Sure. I mean, you can find me on Twitter, T-A-N-Y-A-A-B. I do not have a middle name. I don't know why there's a second A.
You created this account, so don't you know why there's a second
A? I mean, the others were taken. I was lazy. It's like 3 a.m. So,
Tanya B.
Yeah.
That's your middle name.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah. Okay, perfect. So that's where they can find you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Sure.
If you want to write in questions, write into ask@askawomanpodcast.com. New episodes come out on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific. You guys are awesome. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.